morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Oh, it's a beautiful day. A beautiful smoky day, right? You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Wednesday and every day. September 16th, if it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. And I want to remind you, if you have someone in your family or maybe a good friend that has a birthday coming up, let me know. I'd love to give them a shout out and wish them happy birthday over the airwaves. Speaking of airwaves, I am so excited today. I've been looking forward to this morning for, probably about 6 weeks. I had an opportunity to attend an Open Up Oregon rally. I've attended a couple of them that we've had at the Capitol. And this particular one was so inspiring to me because this beautiful lady, she sang patriotic music and she sang a song and her vocals were outstanding. And I could tell that she was a woman who loved her country, loved her community, loved Oregon, loved God. And I was like, here's a sister from another mother and I want to get to know her. And we've had an opportunity to connect. I've been able to network with her a little bit and tell her, hey, you need to go over here and talk to them and do some fun things. And her name is Jessie Lee. She's in the studio with me this morning. And Jessie, thank you. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my gosh, it's so exciting. I remember listening to you that day, singing up on stage, and as we were all just so thankful for our country and really rallying together. And I remember, in fact, even right now, I have the little hairs on my arm standing up. I just had those Holy Spirit goosebumps, you know. And you have a powerful story, and you are, even just in our preparing this morning, just sharing how you've been rolling up your sleeves and being involved in the community, you know, you really have a way of honoring our heroes. And when I ask you, you and I kind of talked about, well, what about some of your music and should we play some of your music on the air? I said, what do you have patriotic? What do you have something in your that you've recorded? And you have this song called My Hero. Yes. Set us up a little bit about this song.
So I actually wrote this song. I had a friend reach out and say, you know, I need a father-daughter dance song and I don't have one that I really feel matches me and my dad. And so I sat down and I started writing and I just thought about the powerful, amazing men in my life who my father, the fathers that I watched when we would go on family vacations and cousins and just all these men who were just these strong, powerful men of God who would humble themselves and do things when their daughters were around. And and so I thought, man, they're everyday heroes. Mm-hmm. And so many of those fathers are military men or firefighters or those out there fighting who have to be the bravest of the brave, the strongest of the strong, and they still go home and let their 5-year-old, their sweet little girl paint their nails.
Oh, I love it.
And getting to see that, you know, what who they are and the fact that they will humble themselves just to be their little girl's hero.
I love it. I love it. We're going to play the song now, even though we're talk radio. I want you to hear the song. It's pretty powerful. Here it is.
That's the word I use when anyone asks about you. Strong, you're a military man who will fight until the end. When I was 6 years old, I said, Daddy, can I paint your toes? You smiled and said, honey, I'd like nothing more. To do the things he never would have dreamed, like dance, like sing, have a tea party with a princess like me. Oh, Daddy will always be a hero to me. Mm-hmm. saves the day, and he loves me enough to do the things he never would have dreamed, like dance, like
a beautiful song this morning from Jessie Lee, and she is in the studio with us this morning, and I absolutely love that song because I'm a big supporter of fathers and dads. And I was thinking, Jessie, during the smoke filled days and all of our heroes that are on the front line and all these men, typically when we're running away and evacuating, these guys are running in, and gals too, are running in to the front lines to help preserve and to protect and to make aware of what's going on and the dangers. And just a shout out to all of our frontline workers and all of our volunteer firefighters. And we're going to get into that a little bit more down the road to this morning. I want to talk a little bit about what you've been witnessing. But first, let's find out a little more about you. Where did you grow up, and are you married? Talk to me a little bit about that.
So, born and raised in Estacada, Oregon, and I've actually never lived in another city ever. Mm-hmm. It's been home from day one. And went to school all the way through there, met my husband in high school. We got married shortly after high school. We've been married 13 years.
Yay.
And we built, so his family's out there as well. We bought an old timber tract and bought 40 acres and built our house out there.
Oh.
And so we love home, but we also love being on tour. And my husband gets to come with me quite a bit of the time. Mm-hmm. He's an electrician. He pays the bills, but... but he does service work, so a lot of times he is able to come with me. So,
what is his name?
Joel.
A shout out to Joel this morning. Fantastic. So high school sweetheart,
yes.
All of those things.
Yeah.
You're the American dream, right? When people think of America. And certainly he was there when I met you down at the Capitol, and you both were hand in hand and side by side. It was so precious to watch that, and neat to know that you're in this together. Now let's talk a little bit about COVID and how that affects, because I know so many people in my life that are what I call gig workers.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, they are independent contractors in their skill, whether they're a consultant or they're an artist or musician. There are several people that make this economy go by being a gig worker, right? So here, this is how you make your livelihood all over the country traveling. I guess you're opening up for county fairs. Talk to me about the kinds of things, venues that you've been doing in the past.
So I've been touring as Jessie Lee for about 5 years. And this summer, we had really kind of reached that point where most of our shows were festivals and opening acts. We were going to be opening for Josh Turner and John Michael Montgomery and Daryl Worley. We were so excited. And that was, but prior to that, a lot of fairs. We still had some fairs on the books this year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fair stages, a lot of bars, you know, just kind of working up casinos, just trying to get out there, hit the bricks, get our name out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year I really felt like this
You've
summer
arrived.
Was...
arrived. This is it, right?
Oh. It was so exciting. And so, we've played just about everywhere. We tour mostly West Coast, have flown in for a few things. And I go to Nashville a couple times a year, but West Coast is my home. It's where I want to build my base from. And so we were really, really heavily booked on the West Coast this year.
Mm-hmm.
And as of May,
everything just started unraveling, huh?
Yeah, had to start from scratch. And everything was canceled. All of our shows were well above the limit of what was allowed. And so, so I took a little bit of time to kind of grieve that and be upset and frustrated and all the other things. And then I just started fresh and started reaching out to people and said, if you want to have, you know, a private event with your friends and family and need some music, you let me know.
Yes.
And so we started out doing those kind of things. And then a few venues started to open up in smaller capacities, and mm-hmm. we were able to get out to places that were more open, like Wyoming and Idaho. Mm-hmm. And so we've toured out there a little bit this summer. And then the places around Oregon, there's actually Seven Feathers Casino. I'm headed down there tonight.
Yay.
To play through Sunday. And
good.
It's acoustic. They don't allow you to dance. They do require masks to walk through. So they've got their restrictions, but they mm-hmm. allow us to play music. They pay us to do it, and we are happy to be there.
That's right.
Yeah.
I know. And that's when you were there at the Open Up Oregon, and I grabbed you and said, hey, come talk to me on the radio. And we did a remote there. And then my wheels got to spinning about who do I know, and mm-hmm. connected you to Diana Honky Tonk.
Yes.
And I got to go up and watch you up there, and just exciting. And my wheels are turning now because I know people in South Dakota. South Dakota's mm-hmm. open. You know, you totally fit there,
yeah.
too. And I'm like, who do I know there?
Yeah.
You know, and that's really what community is all about, helping
yes.
one another, referring to one another. And your message is so beautiful, and your life is so, so beautiful
thank
as
you.
Well. And I'm just impressed by what you've been doing in the interim and this reset that mm-hmm. that we're focused on. And I know you're as passionate about Oregon as I am.
Yeah.
And to see what we're walking through right now is a tough thing. And it affects us all.
Yeah.
We're all walking through this.
Mm-hmm.
But depending on where we were before this and our mindset is how it's really going to
yes.
affect us in the future. And we'll get to that when we come
yeah.
back from this break. Thank you for being here today.
Yeah.
It's exciting. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're having a wonderful morning. I hope you are too. Stick around. We'll be back after this. Tuning in today. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. It's so fun to have a variety of people in the studio telling and sharing their stories, and we all have this commonality that we're human, and we all are walking through facing things individually but together, and we need one another. And I'm so very thankful for you, our listeners. I'm thankful for your feedback. Sending me emails, sending me letters, and getting them here at the studio is very encouraging. Thank you so very much for that. And we are moving, just to let you know, we're going to be moving October 1st to 2 hours. Yes. We're going to go from 7 to 9 in the morning. And so we can do that because you guys have said, yes, this is what we're going to do. We want to. And so thank you for that. And we can do that, too, because of our sponsors. And today I want to say thanks to Bill Sunderland, Country Financial, Sunderland Agency, for being a sponsor. You can get a hold of Bill, 503-885-0789. And Bill's going to be in the studio on Friday. And he's going to be talking. We're going to talk a little bit about our cashless system that's going on. We're going to talk a little bit and touch about the fires and insurance and what people are walking through with all of this stuff going on. And how do we prepare? Because you just don't ever think about these kinds of things. And so we really want to be equipping and empowering each of us to be better, right? That's kind of part of this reset, is evaluating where we're at and where we want to go. And I'm so tickled to have you, Jesse, in the studio with me today. And one of the first questions I asked you today when you got to the studio was, hey, what's your Facebook page, right? And so we can promote that. And you've been walking through a little bit of interesting opposition as you woke up this morning, right?
Yeah. So I went to post on my page this morning about mm-hmm. our interview, and I was thinking about maybe doing a Facebook Live from there because mm-hmm. I like to get kind of the behind the scenes radio.
Right.
And found that my page was missing. So I don't have much information yet on it. I don't have an email or anything. I went and looked to see if I had been put in Facebook jail or what happened. And I, as of yet, have no information. I'm praying that it's not someone that hacked my page, but mm-hmm. it looks like it was pulled down. I'm not sure why, but not getting an email is a little bit of a concern, because
usually there's something behind that. And I know a lot of folks have had
problems with Facebook.
Yeah.
Particularly, I don't know so much about Instagram and YouTube and some of these other platforms, but I do know that a lot of people are making a big jump and mm-hmm. transitioning out of Facebook because they're concerned about the censorship and the things that are going on. And it feels like anything that is good that we want to post or repost is mm-hmm. like checked, or you can't see, or you can't share it, or whatever. And all the bad stuff is easily accessed. And mm-hmm. and to me, that just seems so wrong. But there is something kind of biblical about that, mm-hmm. right? Living in an era where they call evil good and good evil. I think our eyes are wide open as we're walking through this time. Now, you're from Estacada. I grew up outside of Salem in an area community, which is called Roberts Community, but it's kind of fading away. I knew people in the Estacada area that grew up kind of in the George.
Yeah.
George. And, mm-hmm. and my pastor, Pastor Harry Roach, that's his name.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know any of the Roaches or any of the, they pastored at George
mm-hmm.
and then they moved to Roberts Community Church.
Oh, crazy.
And, and so they became good friends and they impacted our family.
Yeah.
They majorly impacted my life and that impacted my family down the road. And I will say without that ministry, again, birthed out of George, Estacada area. Isn't that such a small world?
That's so crazy.
Such a small world. So it's very, I can understand what you're going through. So you find out on Labor Day probably or the next day that your area, your communities are being threatened by fire. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's been a week. It feels like it's been 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
the locals we just call it pre-fire, post-fire at this mm-hmm. point because time doesn't even mean anything. It has been nothing short of insanity.
Mm-hmm.
My husband started moving out some of his family. Our uncle passed away in May, so mm-hmm. Our aunt lives up the road, so he was helping her get trailers out, all the horses. That started Tuesday night. We were in a level two, and by Wednesday morning-ish, we were put into a level three. We were all watching the maps pretty closely, mm-hmm. so we saw that. Sheriffs came around. Most of us were pretty much ready to go. And then about 2 hours later, I got an alert on my phone telling me we were moved into a level three. So that was a little concerning that but for our particular area up in George, there was a fire that was starting to move behind us that mm-hmm. if it had caught would have taken us out pretty quickly. So that was kind of their concern. But it's actually the fire stayed pretty far from our little community, which we're thankful for. And some of our community has been moved into a level two, which is great. My husband and I chose to move back home about 2 days after as the looting and people who shouldn't have been in the area trying to cause some problems moved into the area. And thankfully, there was a heavy police force as well. But a couple of our community members kind of came together and said, we need to have a presence up here. We know where the fire's at. We had enough neighbors actively fighting the fire that they were in contact with us and said, if it moves your way, we will let you know. Otherwise, be here. And we just have been around, mm-hmm. just out and about talking to neighbors in driveways and just kind of having a presence to try to mitigate any further problems.
Right.
But it has been so surreal to not only deal with a disaster as large as a wildfire as we're dealing with, but then to have people come in trying to take advantage.
Almost capitalize on the grief already that's going on. And when we get back from this break, Jesse, I want to talk a little bit more because you've actually like picked up shovel and you were there on the line and stuff like that. I want to get into that. I want to remind our listeners that this Sunday coming up is 40 Days for Life kickoff. There's going to be a big rally on Sunday. In fact, I think it's going to be a wonderful opportunity for us to stand for life. And there's lots of opportunities right now with the fires and to be a part of the community. But what better way to show up at Planned Parenthood Sunday, September 20th, 3 to 4 p.m. KSLM will be there. We're going to be doing some live remote. And it's at 3825 Wolverine Street, Northeast, 40 Days for Life. There's going to be featured speakers. It's going to be a wonderful kickoff campaign, 40 Days, Standing Strong for Life. They're at Planned Parenthood. Save the date, Look forward to seeing you there. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Wednesday and every day. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning. I'm stepping on my way. Good morning. Give me strength to give me just what I need.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. If you're just joining us this morning, welcome to the morning show. We've been visiting with Jessie Lee. She is an incredible musician and artist. You play guitar. I've heard you play your guitar and you sing. Do you play any other instruments?
Oof, not really. I attempt to pretend like I play piano sometimes, but I played saxophone for 2 whole years, fifth and sixth grade. You're welcome, Mom and Dad, for that lovely time in our lives. Pretty much just guitar.
Yes, and you do a wonderful job, and you have a website. What's your website?
It is Jessie Lee Official, JessieLeeIgh.
Okay.
You can just Google that or type in Jessie Lee Official in your browser, and it will come up with my website with all the links. Some of them working, not all of them apparently right now.
Oh, it's incredible! Just the opposition right now, and one of the things that we've with the fires and with the pandemic and the election and trying to stay connected on social media, it seems like we're posting, when we try to share information that we know is correct, we know is authentic, it somehow gets labeled fake news, or, you know, like everybody's saying, oh, the arsons and the looting, that's not true, you know, that's just rumor, don't spread rumors. Well, I know enough people firsthand who've said, yes, indeed, these things are happening, and people, so I just encourage our listeners to go to each county and look up who's been arrested in the last week and what for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Find out for yourself, but just be aware, if you share that on your Facebook page, it might not be there. They might just pull your page altogether, right? So maybe because you had shared some stuff in Clackamas County, real things that had happened, someone didn't like that so much, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe, perhaps.
That's the guess right now.
Yeah.
Like I said, I haven't received an email or any communication on why, but my page is verified and was getting a lot of traction, and so I'm not sure exactly what it was, the rest of it was thanking our firefighters and our we did a church service from my basement on Sunday and live streamed that, and so I'm not sure what else could have been flagged, but either way I feel confident with what I put out there, and I know that our community saw it, and then a few days later the arrest records backed it up, and the video of the actual arrest came out, and so I feel good about what I've posted on my page. I try to share some information, but mostly just a lot of love and a lot of hope and a lot of positive stories to try to give people a little break. But right now I feel like, you know, we do have a responsibility to share information and
stay connected and be on guard in our communities. Talk to me a little bit about, you talked about networking together. And I know in the olden days we had a thing called Neighborhood Watch, right? And this is pre-cell phones and, you know, where we'd have the people that were at home kind of keeping an eye who's coming in and coming out. And you've had an opportunity. You guys have got a good network in that area of people who live there and who are aware and are communicating. But also during fires and things, cell phones don't always work. You know, there's ways to stay connected. But you've had a chance to actually go to some spots and actually watch these folks defend the line and things like that. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah. So there's kind of two different big things that are happening. And one is the looting and the other suspected things that are happening. And we have groups who are just kind of hanging out in their communities. They sit in driveways. They just kind of chill, play cards, you know, people drop off food. It's amazing. And just to kind of keep an eye on things, watch out for people that maybe shouldn't be around. And so that's kind of one group. And it's been really cool because as we hang out in the driveway, we get to meet a whole lot of our neighbors that mm-hmm. we didn't even know. Mm-hmm. And we really have come, it's become very obvious that we need to be more connected to right. our small town mm-hmm. Communities. And my husband and I are very guilty of not connecting enough with our neighbors. So that's been a really great part of it, is mm-hmm. really getting to connect within the people who live right next to us. And then there's the locals who are going out and trying to help on these fires. For a while, I know most of the guys were like right there on the front lines. Now that federal help has come in and all of these other people are on the front lines, a lot of the locals are now going out and hitting hot spots kind of behind where the fire already ripped through. And my husband and I went out. We got a call from my brother, whose friend had texted him and said, hey, we need manpower out on some of these hot spots on the Eagle Creek fire. And so we went out and got to kind of experience it, get real, real dirty. And basically, as we went through, I kind of teamed up with one of the guys on a water hose and got in there with the shovel and turned that hot dirt over as he told me what to do and where to move the dirt to, and just kind of get under these stumps that could be smoldering for months. Mm-hmm. And until we get heavy, heavy rains, could possibly be a problem if there's too much fuel still in the area for it to burn. So they're just out there hour after hour after hour, and it's can almost be a little bit monotonous at times. And then you get a hot spot, and it's a little exciting for a bit. But you know, a lot of these guys are trained on firefighting, mm-hmm. but this may just not be their area. I talked to firefighter Sean, who he's with the Vancouver department, and Vancouver said, hey, we're going to cover all your shifts. We'll do, you know, paid leave or whatever we need to do. Go help in Estacada.
Good.
So he's, you know, instead of being on fires up here, he's trained. He's able to kind of help some of us. Because the firefighters out there, it's a big liability to have locals out there trying to help. And mm-hmm. so we have to respect their job and what they're doing. But if we can help kind of behind and team up with really trained professionals that can tell us what to do, that's what we went and did. And I am so sore.
Oh, I bet.
One day. And so many of these guys were there before we got there, stayed after we left, and had been on the fire every single day, had been on the front lines, had been out there, and they were still out there with a smile on their face, happy to be out there fighting for our communities. These guys are incredible, absolute heroes, and saving our town.
Yes, and when we would be running away from them, they're running in towards the fire. And Terry and I were talking about this just a couple days ago about how, you know, they live for this.
Yeah.
You know, it might be quiet for many months, and they have their rotating shifts or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, they're on, you know, 24 hours and off, you know, and on, or however that works.
Yeah.
And so they're prepared mentally and they're skilled mentally. But the flip side is, and the reality is, a lot of the locals know those back roads for sure, and they mm-hmm. bring people in. And why can't, if we have trainable man or woman power who
yeah.
said can take instruction, they can do some manual labor. I think that could help combat some of this. And it's really sad. You know, as I've been doing research, a lot of these fires have been burning for a while.
Yeah.
And if those resources and that urgency would have put in to get them down right away, mm-hmm. before the winds, you know, there has to be some sort of investigation down the road into this as to how did it get out of hand like that. And what do you think about the whole climate change? You know, oh, it's climate change. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I don't bite that apple. Mm-mm. I think we're being sold a bill of goods because someone sees coming down the pike some trouble,
yep.
because of mismanagement of funds and resources and protecting mm-hmm. communities that need to be protected. I'm so excited that we're having this reset. I mean, it happened with COVID, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think? Where we're like, okay, let's keep the main thing. And oh my gosh, we're so isolated. We can't
yeah.
be with one another. We can't see each other's smiles. We're so, it's so troubling to me how isolated we got
mm-hmm.
for to make the curve flatten, right? The 14 days we'll flatten.
Yeah.
No, 6 months ago, right?
Yeah.
And then this fire happens, and then we're all like together, arm in arm, helping
yeah.
one another, doing our part, opening up our county fairgrounds, right? We're having fair, just not in the way we're used to it. But all of those systems, the extensions, the 4-H, all of those systems mm-hmm. we have in place for maybe fun and recreation now are practical.
Yeah.
You know, our fair leadership, Mike Adams and here at the State Fair and the Marion County Fair, you know, they're taking care of animals that have been displaced and getting yeah. volunteers and getting them fed, and our state fairgrounds are open, helping with evacuation. I mean,
yeah.
that's what it's all about.
You yeah. know,
people say the hokey pokey is what it's all about, and I agree. It's about us being together
yes.
and growing. And do you see... I see patriotism
yes.
rising. I see faith in God rising, don't mm-hmm. you? What else do you see?
Yeah, I think there's a boldness. There's a lot of us, especially out in the smaller towns, stay a little quieter. We don't want to be in the hustle and bustle. We don't necessarily want to be in the news. We don't want to be pinpointed for things. And so we just kind of live our lives and we stay out on the farms. And we, I mean, my life is a little differently because I chose to be an artist and mm-hmm. musician. However, most of my neighbors, they just kind of take a back seat and say, you know what, we're quiet, but we're strong. And we're being forced out of being quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are ready to step up and say, you know what, I'm not afraid to say that I'm a conservative. I'm not afraid to say that I'm a Christian. I'm not afraid anymore to be who I am. No, I don't want to create division in that, but mm-hmm. it doesn't need to be divisive.
No.
And we should be able to stand up and say, I believe these things, and that doesn't mean we can't be friends.
Right.
And I think that's starting to come out, and I love seeing American flags mm. everywhere. And I'm really starting to see that, you know, people are flying their Trump flags, they're flying their American flags, they're flying whatever they believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really cool that we're starting to feel that, like, you know what, we're going to do this, and somebody might key my car, but here I am.
That's why I have insurance.
Right.
Be bold and courageous. That's one of the scriptures that I love. Mm. Joshua is bold and courageous mm-hmm. and standing strong. Our silent majority is not silent anymore. We're starting to stand in faith in our country, and,
yes.
and we're taking our country back.
Yep.
And I think that's a good thing. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, hanging out with Jessie Lee today. She's an very talented, beautiful Oregonian, and we're excited to share the time with you this morning. We'll be back after this. Good morning, Salem. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. It's 7:50 in the morning. Trusting you're having a good morning so far. It is very smoky outside, and we're still in that hazardous zone as far as the air quality. And I know it's tough. I know it's tough on me. I'm super sensitive anyway to be around smoke. I always have been. And it's really, if you hear that growly side of my voice kind of appearing, that's why. And coughing and sniffling, it has nothing to do with COVID, all to do with the smoke. And so I just want to tell you to please be mindful of that if you're out at all. Make it quick. Also, make sure you have your lights on your vehicle. And they say it could stick around for another week, but I did see some sun poking through yesterday. That was pretty exciting. I want to say thank you to Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group here in Willamette Valley. They're ready to go above and beyond to serve you. They're a morning sponsor. Give Dave and Paige a call if you're looking for real estate information, you're wanting to buy, you're wanting to sell. You have a friend or family member doing the same, I would get a hold of Dave and Paige. Give them a call, 503-939-7099. We're having a wonderful conversation. In the very first segment, we played a song that Jessie Lee wrote personally and then sang, and she has it on her website. Her website is jessieleeofficial.com, and I encourage you to go there, get the album, download it. I think anymore, Jessie, this ages me a little bit. It used to be back in the day, a cassette tape, and then it was a CD, and now it's just an MP3, right? And it's however you get it. So they can buy it off of your website, their individual or a whole album. How does that work?
Yeah, so I actually do still have physical CDs, and they are on my online store on the website. You can order those, and I'll sign them, ship them out to you.
Okay.
But it also is on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube. You can buy them as individual songs. You can buy the album. Everything out so far is I don't remember how I released them, but I released an album and then I released singles after that. So you can listen to it all. They're all on YouTube as well. So basically every streaming platform should have the songs on there. So
that's awesome.
L-E-I-G-H, Jessie Lee.
Okay. And so do you have any gigs? Anything coming up right here in Salem soon? I know you just did something about a week and a half ago or so. Do you have any dates coming up?
We haven't set a date yet, but Diana with Honky Tonks we're talking about getting another one out there.
Oh, good.
We had so much fun. And so I think we'll be back out there in the near future.
Yes.
We haven't set a date quite yet, but it will be on my website. And hopefully, if my Facebook comes back, hopefully it'll be on my Facebook. Or we'll all just migrate. If you guys, if listeners out there have cool new, I know I've heard about Parler.
Mm-hmm.
I made a profile. I haven't done anything with it yet.
Yep.
But if you have other good ways to connect, I also do have an email list. You can sign up for my email
perfect.
List. And I'm going to start being better about sending newsletters out.
Uh-huh.
We'll find ways to stay connected as I think more and more of us move away from Facebook.
I just started Parler and I'm learning about it.
In fact,
I've been YouTubing how to use it, the Echo and all of that.
Oh, we'll have to.
So good morning.
Talk.
Good morning, Stacey Ann.
Good morning, Stacey Ann.
Is mine on Parler. So
okay.
Anybody that's on Parler, you can find me at Good Morning, Stacey Ann. And I've got to get Instagram going. I don't know much about that. I do like to take pictures, and I guess that's more picture-based. But, we would talk about, I know COVID and now the fires and everything's upended, but it's still good to dream and plan. And when we were during the break, I was asking to be thinking about, if you had your ideal person you'd want to open up with or sing with, or what would that look like? And the next year or so, if you could get back to whatever normal, back to business as usual, what would that look like for you?
Yeah. So hopefully it's sounding, I've been in contact with most of the big opening acts that we were supposed to have this year. We also, we had a spot on the Oregon Jamboree main stage.
Oh.
Which has always been a dream of mine, and it's in the works for 2021. So hopefully all of that will come back, I'm so stinking excited. And I think if there are a few, I really would love to sing with Ashley McBride and Eric Church are kind of my top two right now on ones that I would love, although Eric Church isn't even having openers, I think, right now, or hadn't for his last tour. But those are two that I've just admired for a long, long time and would love to open up for. But I am just so thankful to be able to play music and connect with humans. That's kind of the end game in all of this. So my goals long term is to build my fan base and my music enough that in 15, 20 years, I can still be touring and, maybe it's not playing to 10,000 or 30,000 people or 50,000 people, but if I can sell 100 tickets in a theater in Oregon and then Washington and then move out East Coast and I'm able to tour and play for people, even if it's kind of an intimate setting, as long as I can still be doing that, that's the goal. But I definitely have a lot of work to do in the meantime to get my name out there and get to that level. But for me, it's getting to share music and share love and connection with other human beings through music and then hear their stories about how one of my songs affected them. And that's it really just doesn't get better than that for me. And being out on the road with my guys and my husband, and it's uh, it it has its struggles. It has a lot of struggles, but I just
I
don't want to be doing anything
up
else.
Close and personal, isn't it? But you're all going in the same direction.
Yes.
And heading towards that connecting and, and bringing hope and help to people. And you're doing that personally, but you get to do it in a bigger capacity. Yeah. And what I love about your platform of music, country, folksy country,
country rock,
whatever, country rock, is that there's always a story tied to it.
Yes.
And I love that about it. And then maybe I'm telling my age some here as I've gotten older, and I come from liking hard rock when I was younger, you know, where it was a lot of screaming, but it feels like there's a lot of screaming in music anymore that the kids are listening to.
Yeah.
And I love that, that loving America, loving our country, being honoring to one another, faith-filled country stories. I just love that. Now, a few years ago, I got a chance to go on a trip up to Canada with Young Life as a leader. And when they were coaching us on how to connect with the youth of today, they said, one of the things you can do is ask to see their playlist on their phone. Who are they listening to? Who are they? Because you can get an idea based on music, where they're at, what they're thinking, what's they're feeding into. And I thought, wow, I would have never thought of that. So my question is, who's on your playlist?
I have such a random playlist. I've got a lot of Eric Church and Stapleton, Maren Morris, kind of your standard main country artists. But I also have, I love Need to Breathe, and I love Cadillac 3, and I love Lauren Daigle. And I've got some of the older stuff. I grew up on Motown. So Tina Turner and just some of these older ones. So it's it is a mixed bag, but that's also what I sing at my shows.
I love it because that makes you a well-rounded musician. I love it. Well, I've enjoyed this morning. Thank you, Jesse. Stay in touch.
Thank you.
Let us know how you're doing. And when we go to 2 hours in the future, we'll have you back.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll take some phone calls and
Let's
stuff.
Let's do it.
Does that sound like fun?
Totally.
All right. You have a blessed trip.
Thank you.
Stay safe. And again, if there's anything we can do here on the radio with your folks there in Estacada, please let us know.
Thank you. Will do.
All right. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Tomorrow morning, we get to connect with Baron Robinson and Kicking Cancer. That'll be a fun morning. Thank you for tuning in today. Have a blessed day. Remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what we're facing today, you and I, friends, we're overcomers. Have a blessed day.